Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
Yes?
This is Nick from Hoffman Measure. I'm looking for Ken.
This is Ken.
Hey, Ken, how are you? You
good.
Are online on our website. You just filled out a form with a message that you are looking for some course regarding a deck building jobs application.
Yes.
All right. So can you give me some more idea and details about the type of application it will be?
Yes. So I'm looking for an app or a computer program that I can use for my salesmen to use when they're pricing deck jobs, that I'm able to go in and put down per square foot price and how long it takes to build and all of that type of stuff. I actually have one. But it's from a franchise that I own, but I'm going to stop using the franchise, so I'm looking to build one of my own.
Okay, and can I have a name of the application that you are currently using?
I don't think I can give that out, because then I can get in trouble for that. I could show it to you if I could meet you or something, or, I have no problem showing it to you.
Right.
Yes, we could try to. I don't know if I have good enough service to do a Zoom meeting right this second, but we could try.
We can try, okay. Let me quickly, I have your email address. Wait a second, let me see over here what I have.
I'm actually on a job site right now, and I only have one bar.
Yeah. Okay. So, at what time you get off normally?
I'm actually going to be really late today, so if we could try to do it today, great. If not, tomorrow would be better for me.
And in what time zone you are?
Tomorrow, anytime. I'm in the Eastern
time
zone. I think that's what you said.
All right. And okay, so how late you will be today? Because we are in the Pacific Central.
I'm going to be busy until 8 o'clock today.
Okay, just a minute. Let me see what time it will be over here. We can do it if you're getting free at it.
Okay.
Yeah. We can do it. Let me just try right now if we can have establish this Zoom meeting right now, because I already have your email. Let me just send you a link over on your email. If not,
okay,
then of course, whenever you get free from your work. Just a quick moment.
Just so that I don't waste your time or mine, do you have a rough idea of how much it costs to develop something like this?
I need to get some more details about the application. It's normally
okay.
The calculations that you have spoken to, not something that to give provide you with a quote and all, right? So it won't be on a very high end if this is the only thing that you're looking for. But yeah, of course, I need to understand it a little bit in more detail before I can get you something concrete or closer to reality.
Okay.
Okay. Anything before that is a rough bluff. Okay, so I have sent you an email. If you have access to your email address, you can check it. You got it?
No, not yet.
Okay, let me confirm your email. Email address one
yes,
more
time.
Yes, I
got it.
Perfect.
It's here.
Great. Okay. Chat people.
Yeah, it just keeps wanting to connect, but I don't think it's going to work. I only have one bar of service here.
Okay, let it be. We can see the application at a later time today whenever you get free from your work and you're at home. You can let me know. So this, if you can open, just close this meeting if it's not connecting and open the application that you were talking about. You can hear me, right?
Yes. Yep.
Right. So I was asking, Ken, if you can open the application that you are using right now.
Yes.
Okay. So when you open the application, at first it shows a splash screen, right?
It just goes to like a home page.
Mm-hmm. It opens with a splash screen, like a branding of the company, whoever made it, right? Or whoever owns it.
Mm. No, I don't have access to that.
No, that's okay. That's the actually first page of any application. Whenever you open, for example, I open a Facebook, so there's a F logo that comes up at first. I open WhatsApp. So it loads up with a WhatsApp logo, like a caller and phone logo. If I open Instagram, so like every application have their own logo, which can also be used as a splash screen. Okay. So
okay.
The back, the normal application buffers up and loads before it shows a splash screen. Where you, that's the time you can also use, like if you open Uber. The application of Uber, it comes up with a splash screen where it's written Uber, and at the back the application is loading, buffering up, and once it's on, then it goes to the main screen. Anyways, so what's the main screen of the application that you are using right now? How does it
there,
look
there
like?
Is no, that's what I'm saying. There is no screen like that. It's not that I use. It's a computer program.
Okay, it's a portal. All right, sorry.
Yeah.
So there's a home page, of course, for any portal.
Yes.
So
yep, there's a home page that says, you know.
Options, yeah.
Yeah, it says projects, contents, vendor settings. Then I have a button that I could add projects, and then I have things that I can go into each individual project on that page and click each project and then look into see the name of the address, the person, and then what I'm actually doing there. Did I lose you?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so, sorry. There will be details of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And a calculator?
Not really a calculator. It tells you how many linear feet and how many square feet and all of that stuff. You know, so, like, if I'm building a deck, I put in there what kind of deck it is, my model, right? It says modeled on it. It'll pull up that model. I put in 12 foot by 12 foot. It'll give me a price for how much it is to frame it, how much it is to put decking down. If I click on it, it'll give me a breakdown of all the material that needs to go into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a minute. Let me... Okay. All right. So you are taking care of different types of deck?
Correct.
Okay. And you would need a... now, this is a question that I need to ask. Would you want to have an application or a like web-based portal that you would like to use?
I was thinking an app because it might be easier, but whatever one is less expensive.
I think web app will be less expensive, but you will be the only user of it, right?
No. No, so I want to be the primary user of it, but I have three salesmen, and I plan on adding more over the time. So I want it to be that I can see what there, which is how mine is set up now.
Okay, so there will be, not you, but it will be only used by a company that you own or within your company, in simpler words.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter, there is a sole user, one user, or there can be 100 users. We can get something out for you guys, which will be only used by your company. And another question, important question, if we are going for an application, do you want this application to be uploaded on the app stores? Or you would
No.
want to provide a link to the user and they can just download the application using that particular link that you will share with them?
Correct.
Okay. So no need to be uploaded on the app store. So yeah, it saves you some money. And it will be developed for both iOS and Android, right?
I don't know what those terms really mean.
iOS,
so
phones like which who?
I want it to work on my iPad.
iPad, that's Apple, right? So it's program is iOS.
Okay.
It's, for example, Samsung, Motorola, or any company like that, that's Android. Only
yeah,
Apple
I just want it to work on my iPad.
Just your iPad, but everyone else won't be using an iPad. We are looking
They'll
for
have
a web-based,
iPads, yes.
We are looking for a web-based portal right now. Sorry
okay.
for all these questions. I was actually trying to make sure what suits you best in terms of an application or a web portal.
Mm-hmm.
So a web portal will suit you guys better, okay?
Okay.
It will have all the project details and something in relation to about the measurements and all that you just told me about, okay? Like
Correct.
Will be the width, how deep it has to go, how about the site standing, if there are any stairs or not, anything that is
correct.
Used to in building a deck, okay? So all the calculations and all the measurements will be there, and you can have the customized code that you can provide using the information that you will input in the sections which will be opened, okay, in terms of depth, width, and whatever calculations you know better than me. When you're making a deck, you know what type of calculations you need. And you can put up a number in terms of the quality of the work that you guys will be using and all.
Yes.
And, of course, whatever material you guys will be using. So you can put up a quantity about it and the amount, and it will all sum up automatically. We will provide an algorithm. We will build a back-end algorithm. It will, and at the end of the day, it will provide you with an automatic quotation. Is this what
yes,
you're looking
that's
for?
What I'm looking for. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So, Ken, I have an idea exactly. Okay. I'll just do what I'm going to do is, since we have already scheduled a meeting, whenever you get off, it's like 8 p.m. your time. You can take like 8:10, 8:15, whenever you get home. Like it's 8, you're getting off, or you will be reaching home by 8.
I'll be home by 8 o'clock.
Okay. So you need more time, like you need to rest, or because the meeting won't be that long. It will only take about 10, 15 minutes.
Nope, I could do it at exactly 8 o'clock if that works for you.
It works for me. It perfectly works fine for me.
Perfect.
It will be 7 over here, but I have already scheduled a call. Were you able to hear me?
Yes.
I was saying that I already have a meeting with one of my clients at 6:30. So by 7 p.m. my time, I will be free, so I will be able to take your call. So it's not that. I'm
okay.
doing any extra hours for you. Meanwhile, what I'm going to do is I will document something. So once you will show me that application that you are currently using, I would have already prepared a document and I will just make if there are any need to be done, any revisions to be done to that document, okay, according to the application
okay.
that you are currently using. We will do it in runtime, and I will be able to give you estimated quotation and timeline, how much time it will take, okay? So we are actually looking
okay.
for a web portal that you will be using on an iPad, and there will be
yes.
like a few users, 4 or 5 users right now, but it will increase with time.
Correct.
Perfect. Perfect. We have a meeting at it. Just a minute. You still have a meeting at it where he will show me the application then after that. All right,
yes.
Ken. So use the same link that you have in the email, all right, to join the meeting. Meanwhile,
okay.
I'll also shoot over an NDA. If you, it's optional. If you would want to sign it before you show me the application that you're using right now and our company profile, it will have our portfolio and all the details that normally you would want to go through.
Okay.
Okay. And don't worry. It's very simple, so it won't be too expensive. So just letting you know beforehand.
Okay.
That. All right. It's just simple.
All right. Thank you very much.
And project details and everything. Also, one more question. Do you want the quotation whenever the amount will come out of the quotation that you will have? Do you want it to be sent out to your client's email address? You would want to fax it? You won't want it
no,
to
I want to be able to
print
it.
Like print it.
I just want it to be printable. Yep.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Now, I know the functionality and technology I want to use in this type of an application. So, yep, just give me some time. We will meet again, 8 p.m. your time, and I will have the document ready with a quote, timeline.
Okay.
And if you would want to see our work, I will have some other projects on board it. So I can also share my screen and show you some of our work, too.
Okay.
Great. See you at 8 then.
All right, I'll talk to you at 8. All right, thanks. You too.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.